There is debate following the Greens' 2022 federal election policy to waive off all student debts. The Greens criticised the Coalition's State Street tax cuts and plan to tax billionaires heavily and defund private schools. Misbah Ansari asked David Shoebridge, the Greens Senate candidate, why they wouldn't use this money for, say, aged care or childcare.
This isn't some binary choice where we either help out students and young people or we help out refugees and the climate. We actually have the wealth to do both. We know that it's going to be expensive to not only abolish student debt, but abolish HECS going forward. We've had that independently costed from the Parliamentary Budget Office, and in the next budget cycle, that'll cost something in the order of $30 billion, and over 10 years will cost something like $60 billion. Now, that seems an incredible amount of money. I know it's more than I could afford, but we've also seen the Liberal and Labor parties both commit to something called Stage 3 tax cuts. And that is going to cost the federal government over the next 10 years more than $200 billion. And the bulk of that $200 billion in tax cuts is going to the 10% wealthiest Australians. We say, don't do the Stage 3 tax cuts. Don't give $9,000 a year to millionaires. Instead, abolish HECS, make students debt-free, and also have more than $100 billion that we can deal with affordable housing and justice for refugees.
Wiping off student debt obviously comes with a big cost, which can invariably impact further education budgets. How do you aim to fund this in the long run?
Not only do we want to abolish student debt, but we want to see a surge of public investment into our public universities and respect for academics. Because at the end of the day, academics' working conditions are students' learning conditions. So we know we can afford to abolish student debt. We can do that just simply with reversing the Stage 3 tax cuts. But we also have other revenue measures. We want to see billionaires in this country who over the last 2.5 years have more than doubled their wealth, grown faster than billionaires on any other part of the planet. We want to see them contribute a fair share to society, and we have a 6% wealth tax proposed for billionaires. And we want the 1 in 3 large corporations like Netflix and Apple and mining giants like Glencore, who have paid not a single cent in corporate tax over the last decade, we want to close those loopholes and have them contribute as well.
Another part of your policy is that you want to defund private schools, but don't you think this will affect the livelihood of middle-income workers like teachers and other staff who are working in the school? So what plans do you have in place for that?
The Greens want to increase the amount of money that the federal government spends on education, but we want that increase to happen in our public school sector. We don't believe that the federal government should be giving billions and billions of dollars to private schools so that they can build their second performing arts centre or expand their Olympic pool, while public schools are struggling with demountables and can't get basic services like air conditioning. And it's a downright travesty that at the moment we have kids going to school in Brewarrina and southwest Sydney in demountable classrooms without air conditioning in public schools, and meanwhile, billions of dollars of tax money is going to some of the wealthiest and most elite private schools in the country. It's not fair, and it's ultimately dividing Australia.
While private schools disproportionately advantage the privileged segments of the society, won't defunding them affect the scholarships given out to those from underprivileged strata?
A tiny, tiny handful of positions in private schools are handed out to scholarships. Many, many times that's designed to take the brightest kids out of the public education system and add them as trophies into the private education system. That does not help public education, and it doesn't help society. We have seen the federal government under the coalition increase its funding to private schools at twice the rate that it's given funding to public schools over the last decade, literally taking from those with the least to give it to those with the most. Every kid's future is brighter if public schools are world-class, world-resourced, and able to provide an amazing education for everybody. That's the future we have, rather than seeing private schools literally cherry-pick out the brightest kids from public schools and offer them scholarships.
David Shoebridge, Australian Greens Senate candidate, ending that report from Ms. Bahr Ansari.